other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live analyzing Barack Obama's key inauguration speech, coronation speech. Let's go back to it right now.
We will harness the sun and the winds and the soil to fuel our cars and run our factories, and we will transform our schools and colleges and universities to meet the demands of a new age.
A new age again, a new age, a new world order, the capstone. So, you know, wind, solar, it's a good idea, all for it. But again, as if the government's doing it, as if the government's going to finance it. They're going to control what technologies get developed, what don't, things they control. So again, he throws in some reasonable sounding things and then says, in our new age.
All this we can do. All this we will do.
Yes, we can. Bob the Builder, la, la, la. Can we fix it? Yes, we can.
Now, there are some who question the scale of our ambitions, who suggest that our system cannot tolerate too many big plans.
Well, there are some that stand in the way of big government and corporate welfare and the bankers running everything. Well, they're the ones that are going to stop what we're doing. They're the ones that caused it all, not the bankers I work for, not the globalists. No, no. Even though they fill my administration, the very ones that did all this, admittedly, it's you. You caused it. You're standing in the way of Valhalla.
Their memories are short, for they have forgotten what this country has already done, what free men...
Oh, those of us that don't want big government and secret police and youth brigades and gun control and gun confiscation, we've forgotten what America did. We don't like America. We're not can-do go-getters. Man, boy, shut up. I like Barack. He's getting it done.
And women can achieve when imagination is joined to common purpose and necessity to courage. What the cynics fail to understand is that the ground has shifted beneath them.
Oh, we know. You've engineered a massive crisis. You're stampeding the people through terror. They staged terror, stampede them for police state. Now they shift the police state publicly for what it was built for against the American people. And now they're terrorizing us with what they've done financially. And they're saying, hey, the cynics don't understand. The ground shifted beneath you. We scared the hell out of these people. We're using psych warfare, and they're coming. You will be absorbed. Resistance is futile. That's their message. Well, it isn't futile, and that's why in your internal documents you say you got 200 days to try to gut this country and the world, and you're going to fail.
Political arguments that have consumed us for so long no longer apply.
Oh, really? All of our political arguments were right about globalism being bad, NAFTA and GATT being bad, people going into debt, having big government. We were right about all of that. We were on target about all of those major issues the entire time. We were here telling the truth. We've been right. We've predicted what happened accurately. And then he's implying we caused all of this. That because we didn't accept bigger government and more control, that it's our fault. I mean, this is just incredible. Listen to that again.
To courage. What the cynics fail to understand is that the ground has shifted beneath them.
That's what they always say. Oh, you're just a Bush basher because you don't like secret arrest and FEMA camps. And, oh, that's not for you. It's for Al-Qaeda. Now it's in the news. It's for us. Oh, you're just an Obama basher racist. You know, we're just cynics, you know. We don't want to have his new attorney general ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles as he's announced. You know, we're just cynics, you know. We're just negative. To turn them in. It's friendly.
That the stale political arguments that have consumed us for so long no longer...
Stale political arguments. They ignored the will of the people, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, set up this new world order. They're bringing us into the final phase. Newsweek and the Financial Times of London are saying world government run by world bankers where we pay carbon taxes, something people wrote 30 years ago telling you they were going to do because they could read the government documents. And then the very people responsible sit up there like the saviors saying it's our fault they did all of this by design. We're going to come back to this piece of filth liar and finish up with this. Oh, it's unbelievable. Resist these monsters.
These are strange new days.
Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live here, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we've written scores of articles, linked to hundreds. I'm making a film about Barack Obama. Everything we're saying about their agenda, who he works for, who he is in their own words. They are butchering the U.S., bringing us into world government, destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Bush has passed the baton off. We're 26 hours into the baton being passed off. They're making him a messianic leader, telling the public everything will be okay if you just do what we say. Just like they said, pass the banker bailout, we'll fix the subprime mortgages, let the credit flow. And the next day they said, well, that actually wasn't the problem. We're keeping the money. It's secret. And by the way, $4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon trust funds. It's all gone. They're just stealing everything. This is a group of crooks with PR trying to suppress the public from resisting it or saying no. And if we try to resist, they've got NORTHCOM and the military to crack down on us. All those years they said it wasn't for us, now they admit it's for us. That's on record. Let's go back to it.
The question we ask today is not whether our government is too big or too small, but whether it works, whether it helps families find jobs at a decent wage, care they can afford, a retire.
See, it isn't about whether the government's big or small, but by the way, we're going to make it huge. Bush only tripled the size of it. It's about, does it work? Does it find you jobs? The government gave incentives to move offshore to companies. The government does all this criminal stuff. The government's totally bankrupt and illegitimate. It's been secret since 1947 completely. But that isn't the question. It's, does it get you a job? I'm going to give you something. They take the productive people's money. They keep on average 70% of it to feds, and then they give you the 30% of the money with strings attached.
Chairman, that is dignified. When the answer is yes, we intend to move forward. When the answer is no, programs will end. And those of us who manage the public's dollars will be held to account.
Oh, yeah.
To spend wisely.
Oh, yeah.
Reform bad habits. And do our business.
Spend wisely, $170 million for the parties they had. Not to mention the security separate from that. Oh, spend wisely. Oh, yes, that's exactly what's happening. With your entire cabinet full of people that did the actual robbing. I mean, it's just...
business in the light of day, because only then can we restore the vital trust between a people and...
We're going to do this during the light of day. He's going to make a few comments about the police state, but accelerate it. Well, we're going to do this in the light of the day. Government's going to be transparent.
And their government. Nor is the question before us whether the market is a force for good or ill. Its power to generate wealth and expand freedom is unmatched.
But this hasn't been a free market. It's private central banks that issue and control all the currency and credit, massing all the wealth unto themselves, running stock markets like cash machines to cheat the public, and now they're just stealing all your pension funds. So they go, oh, is the free market at fault for all this? This isn't a free market.
But this crisis has reminded us that without a watchful eye, the market can spin.
Without a watchful eye, that means more regulations on you, but the very regulators that are revolving door with the big banks and brokerage houses running things and expanding the theft. And then the bankers just stole $8.5 trillion with him heading it up and setting it up at the Bilderberg Group meetings. And then he's talking about transparency and how we're going to watch the government. We're going to do all this. And today he's announcing more power to the banks secretly. It's just all lies.
Out of control. The nation cannot prosper long when it favors only the prosperous. The success of our economy has always depended not just...
This guy is claiming he's going to fight Wall Street when he is the greatest Wall Street candidate ever. He's saying, oh, we're going to... This nation can't only prosper when the rich are prospering. When this guy... They set up government taxes to take your money and give it to the ultra elite, but he knows this crowd thinks somebody in a $100,000 house is rich.
Just on the size of our gross domestic product, but on the reach of our prosperity, on the ability to extend opportunity to every willing heart. Not out of charity.
Oh, the government's going to extend help. Just like he just passed a big eugenics package for forced abortion in China and abortions in Africa. That's a helping hand. Well, he's really going to help you.
But because it is the surest route to our common good.
Our common good. Everything's common.
As for our common defense, we reject as false the choice between our safety and our ideals. Our founding fathers, faced with perils that we can scarcely imagine, drafted a charter to assure the rule of law and the rights of man, a charter expanded by the blood of generations. Those ideals...
And then the camera cuts to Bush like, ooh, he took your Bill of Rights, he took your Constitution. Meanwhile, they're bringing in General Jim Jones, they're keeping Gates, they're keeping a whole... They're expanding NORTHCOM. Obama's announcing more troops on the streets of America. He had 47,000 of them, including regular army there. It's just all bait and switch. Because it's unpopular, the police state. It's unpopular, NORTHCOM. The people know about it now. He's saying, our founding fathers, our Bill of Rights. He didn't want to mention it by name. He said, a charter. And you watch what he does. You watch what he does. Oh, we're shutting down Guantanamo. Read the fine print. Secret camps in the U.S. ABC News. These people are incredible.
Still like the world, and we will not give them up for expedience sake.
Oh, the light of the world, yeah.
And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity, and we are ready to lead once more.
You know, what Bush did is what the military-industrial complex and the banks wanted, and the RAND Corporation, the PNAC documents, the CFR, what the Democrats wanted. This is the same agenda. But see, now it's, I love you while we carpet bomb you. I love you while we put embargoes on you. I love you people. I care about you.
Recall that earlier generations faced down fascism and communism not just with missiles and tanks, but with the sturdy alliances and enduring convictions. They understood that our power alone cannot protect us, nor does it entitle us to do as we please. Instead, they knew that our power grows through its prudent use.
Our power grows through its prudent use. The Milner Group out of England funded Hitler to destroy Europe, then they brought him down. They funded the Soviets the whole time. They funded, the U.S. government funded Pol Pot to kill 3 million people. That's all on record. His chief advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, writes books about it, bragging how he did it. And, again, just total deception. So they build their infrastructure, blame Bush for it, and then say, oh, that infrastructure isn't there anymore, as they arrest people on airplanes for spilling Bloody Marys and charge them under the Patriot Act, L.A. Times.
Our security emanates from the justness of our cause, the force of our example, the temper and quality.
Our security emanates from the justness of our cause globally, fighting Al-Qaeda.
Qualities of humility and restraint. We are the keepers of this legacy. Guided by these principles once more, we can meet those new threats that demand even greater effort, even greater cooperation and understanding between nations. We will begin to responsibly leave Iraq to its people and forge a hard-earned peace in
Okay, they've built hundreds of bases, 34 giant ones that hold thousands apiece, the biggest in Baghdad, the embassy that holds 4,000, 5,000 people. They've openly said it was the original plan they had. I told you they'd be there for decades, that within 6 to 7 years of the invasion, they would build the permanent bases, leave 50,000 troops there, and then bring in I-4 United Nations troops. And that's what they've now announced, because I was reading the official Army documents that were public. It just wasn't put out on the news. So, again, total lies. They're just going to move the 50,000 of the troops out of Iraq over into Afghanistan. And then also move some of the troops to encircle Russia. That's just unbelievable, man. And he's talking about Iran, too, going in there.
Afghanistan.
See,
with old friends and former foes, we will work tirelessly to lessen an understanding between nations. We will begin to responsibly leave Iraq to its people and forge a hard-earned peace in Afghanistan. With old friends and former foes, we will work tirelessly to lessen the nuclear threat and roll back the specter of a warming planet. We will not apologize.
Did you hear that? We're going to fight Al-Qaeda, the terrorist, and the other terrorist, the warming planet. Now, remember what, in 1992, the Club of Rome put out a document. It was republished last year by Richard Inhofe. He wrote it, head of the Council on Foreign Relations, that he wrote back at Club of Rome, the big globalist think tank that sets a lot of policies, where they said we're going to use fake terror to attack the people and enslave them. They say this. And we're going to use fake environmental crises, climate change, to attack them in that pincer attack. And see, he just said the exact line. But, oh, we're going to fight Al-Qaeda, keep you safe, but we're going to do it real loving and sweet and under the Bill of Rights, and we're going to fight the warming planet. As if the planet doesn't warm and cool down. I mean, it's just, and we're going to tax the carbon cycle.
Apologize for our way of life, nor will we waver in its defense. And for those who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents, we say to you now that...
So you just said, we'll defend the earth. We're going to fight the earth and save it by taxing you to the central banks, giving all your money to foreign banks that have bankrupted everything. It has nothing to do with the environment, but we'll do it. And then we're also those that are slaughtering innocents. He goes from global warming, saving the earth, to and those that are killing children. See, the just same line. Saving the earth is stopping terrorists killing children. Global taxes, environmental taxes, terrorism. He just keeps mixing them together.
Our spirit is stronger and cannot be broken. You cannot outlast us, and we will defeat you.
Did you hear that? Our spirit is stronger, like the people are with him. Our spirit is stronger. We will outlast you. We will get our global warming taxes. We will go out and slaughter third world nations in the name of stopping terrorists that are hurting children. You will not stop us. We will absorb you. We are coming. I am Baracus of the Borg. Stay with us.
signs are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the tools you need to memorize content quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise your body to get into shape, you need to work out mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll gain a dramatic improvement in your ability to memorize, in turn, improving your ability to learn. Our course is not based on mnemonics, memorization techniques, or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on the natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net to receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net or call 1-808-383-8124. That's 1-808-383-8124.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna.
So you see Pat Robertson, all the people saying Obama is invincible, he's good, nothing can stop him. Well, my good. That's a mind game. They want to make you give up and think you can't beat them. These guys are in trouble. They know they're crooks. They know they're trying to set up a world government. They know the people are waking up and they're robbing us. So he's coming out saying, hey, we're not going to let you hurt the economy. We're invincible. And then he suddenly gets into terrorism. As if you're not for taking over the global carbon tax, you're with terrorists.
The specter of a warming planet. We will not apologize for our way of life, nor will we waver in its defense. And for those who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents...
Did you hear that? He says, we're going to have global warming tax. And then he says, and we won't let you stop our way of life when this will kill our way of life. And then he goes into terrorism. This is hardcore mind control, ladies and gentlemen.
We say to you now that our spirit is stronger and cannot be broken. You cannot outlast us, and we will defeat you.
We will defeat your new world order. We will expose the globalists. We're going to defeat you. We're going to expose your lies and show everybody what a liar you are.
For we know that our patchwork heritage is...
Did you hear that, mind control? We know. Our patchwork heritage, making everybody think of every group as me. We know. See, it's you're with me. It's just all programming. See how they're doing that, guys, in there in the control room? I mean, this is psychological warfare.
It's a strength, not a weakness.
See, we know we have strength.
We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and none.
And see, now if you don't agree with him, you're against Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus. See, it's just all this whole thing. It's unbelievable. Never seen such lies and deception and twisting.
Unbelievers. We are shaped by every language and culture, drawn from every...
We're a nation of believers. So see, now you're an atheist if you don't agree with Obama. I mean, this is incredible. He's saying the people that are against us are terrorists. They want to hurt the earth. They're against Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus. They're holding us back. They caused all these bad things to happen. When these guys openly did it all and brag about it.
End of this earth. And because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation and emerged from that dark chapter stronger and more united, we cannot help but believe that the old hatreds shall someday pass, that the lines of tribes shall soon dissolve, that as the world grows...
But see, when he says the lines of tribes, they actually play groups off against each other. They mean world government stopping anybody having sovereignty.
Smaller, our common humanity shall reveal itself, and that America must play its role in ushering in a new era of peace.
That means world government.
To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward based on mutual...
Did he say anything about Gaza? Is he saying anything about the thousands of people... Tens of thousands targeted under the Patriot Act and non-terror related cases in prison right now? Is he saying anything about the... No, he's doing nothing. More lies. More false promises. More betrayal.
Interest and mutual respect. To those leaders around the globe who seek to sow conflict or blame their society's ills on the West, know that your people will judge you on what you can build, not what you destroy.
Oh, as you put sanctions on them, and as the U.S., the people that control the U.S., I don't want to be in that paradigm, stage terror attacks in Iran and do all of that? You mean that? And overthrow their country over and over again? You mean that?
To those who claim the power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent.
Corruption and deceit? Blagojevich? The guy who's going to have head up the Department of Commerce, Governor Bill Richardson, having to step down. All these corrupt people in his administration, his new Treasury head that he wants, doesn't pay taxes. It's big mafia Chicago machine merged with the big foundations of the New World Order. Corruption? You're telling everybody? See, this is doublespeak. If his speech was about world unity, he would just say, I want to work with all of you in the world. We're all going to be friends. We're not going to attack you anymore. Instead, it's, how dare you want division? How dare you cause all the problems? How dare you be corrupt? He's hyping everybody up to hate the rest of the world and go out and attack whoever he aims at. I mean, do you see I've never seen a speech with this much deception and evil. And when folks post this at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's live streaming right now, our analysis. I hope all of you make sure this video goes viral. It'll probably be 10-15 parts. We're going to come back, continue with this. We're about 80% through. Stay with us. This is Keith.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call AcolaBlue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit AcolaBlue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hour and 30 minutes, I've been going piece by piece through the lies, deception, twisting, semantical deception, mind control of Barack Obama's speech yesterday, seconds after he became the 44th president-elect, no longer elect, but in office. And just as we exposed Bill Clinton and George Bush and Barack Obama, folks, they work for the same people, same agenda. We're going to continue that coming up in about 10 minutes. And we've got guests in studio coming up, and I've got a lot of other key news. But don't forget, it is the sponsors of this show that make this radio show / simulcast TV transmission possible. It is the members of PrisonPlanet.tv that make it possible, and I want to thank you for that. Because the elitists need the people to join them and help them, because they know it is all about people power. Well, we are the David versus Goliath here, the leading light in the fight against the New World Order of thousands of great people out there taking action, tens of millions taking action, but thousands prominently. So I want to thank you all for your support, and don't forget Infowars.com and the online video bookstore, the great deals we've got on films. Not only does your purchase of those books and videos make this show possible and the websites and all we do and fund films coming up in the future films production, it also is effective tools to wake people up. Instead of talking yourself blue in the face, give them a film. So Infowars.com, please go check it out today. Check out the online secure shopping carts and the books and videos available there at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Speaking of sponsors, we have him on every month or so, and it's been about 2 months since we've had him on. And the reason I like this sponsor, because by my sponsors, I mean people you hear me endorse. That's my sponsors, except from the network sponsors. I'm not saying those are bad sponsors. It's just I haven't looked into them. I'm not endorsing them. This is a 48-year, but they set it up in 1947. So I guess it's 57 years. When he got back from World War II, they set up a real soap company because they converted everything over to chemicals. The big chemical companies did, and they put soap businesses out of business. And since then, they've been selling to institutions, to government, to wealthy and others, even though it's very inexpensive, that are aware that what they call soap isn't soap. It's toxic detergent and chemicals and perfumes, which can mean thousands of additives. And so by buying one of the original organic soap companies since 1947. That's 58 years. Man, that's a long time. He started it with his dad. He runs it with his Marty Schachter. And it's 85% off supermarket prices. You get organic soap, which other places is normally twice the price of the big Procter & Gamble toxic waste stuff. You pay even more to get half decent stuff when this is the original company, factory direct, right to you and your family. Again, Calvin Soap Company, 5starsoap.com, the number 5starsoap.com. We'll also give you the toll-free number. It's up on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen right now. Marty, it's great to have you back with us.
Oh, it's been a year, Alex. It's a pleasure talking to you again and your listeners with so much to share. I just found out that Procter & Gamble is outsourcing their manufacturing in China. And it's really...
And we know how good the melamine is from China.
Right. It's just 15 cents an hour in China. They're making your detergents that you're buying here and paying a fortune for it and being ripped off and getting your clothes deteriorating, getting your skin and your hair all burning and rashes and redness and itching. Don't need it anymore. I mean, the world doesn't need another new all-purpose cleaner or another dish cleaner or laundry cleaner or bath cleaner. There's too many of them right now, and we want to get back to good old-fashioned soap and not rip off the consumer.
Marty, you've been a sponsor for 3 or 4 years now, and I want to get my math right. Actually, you guys have been around, I was just doing the math in my head, since 1947. That's 60-plus years. How long have...
52 years.
So I guess you've been a sponsor so long that I got 59 years in my head. 62 years, going on 63 years, that you guys have been in business.
I've got old in the business, yes. Our slogan here is, our business is going down the drain.
Well, Marty, the other big issue here is... you guys are 85% off supermarket prices. It's all made right here in the U.S. of A. Tell folks about what goes into your real soap.
Well, we use vegetable oils and coconut oils into our products. We don't use waste petroleum. We don't use sodium chloride and all the other chemicals that are doing more harm than good, deteriorating the clothing and burning the skin. Don't need it anymore. You got to have this American choice. We're an American company making American products. With all our people are Americans, and we're very, very happy about that. And when we got the biggest sign in our warehouse here, Alex Jones. That's our God over here. Because
please don't say that. I'm not Barack Obama, please.
You've done more for us than anybody in the last 62 years. We're talking about your endorsement has been gold.
Well, until you came over to Genesis, you were only factory direct to big institutions until one of the sales guys who used your product said, hey, you know, you guys need to advertise with Genesis, so we're glad you're going directly to the consumer. Now, tell folks about your soap line, your real organic soap line, California Organic Certification, the highest standard.
Four basic products that will do 200 jobs, bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. And each one of those products are interchangeable, and they could do your all-purpose cleaning, doing your sweater wash, doing your floor cleaner, doing your window cleaner, all the cleaning things you need. We send you a book of instructions, data bulletins we call them, that not only tell you what the products are, but all the different uses of the products. Nothing like it in the country. There's nowhere, no how, that you could buy a year's supply for under $3 a week, or a 3-year supply for under $2.50 a week, or a 4 to 5 year supply, looking back, going forward to the future, for under $2 a week for everything. Bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap.
Now compare that to what the toxic chemical stuff they call soap at the store cost.
Unfortunately, the store soap costs are costing you right now, and I've got variable statistical evidence to prove that an average family of four is spending, if they're spending, and this is a low number, $100 a week for all their steaks and fruits and vegetables and cleaners. If around out of that $100, $20 of that is going for cleaning chemicals. And that we're talking, we're knocking that $20 down to $2 to $3. That's over 85% savings and getting something twice as good as what you're using now and getting now.
Well, I mean, it's all triple concentrate, but it's not even twice as good. When you walk through the chemical aisle, cleaning aisle, your eyes water, you feel sick, you get a headache.
You need a respirator when you go through there.
Well, I remember ever since I was a child following along behind my mother, begging her to go to the toy aisle to buy me a bouncing ball or a cap gun, just like, Mom, let's get out of this aisle. It's making my eyes water. Who doesn't remember that? Instead, you get stuff with, cherry essence, almond essence, all of this, your bar soap. We have them around the office and just smell them. It's just that smell. It just smells like food. You just want to eat it. Marty, give folks the toll-free number and tell them how to call to get a free brochure or to get the sampler tote bag.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or see us on the web, 5starsoap.com. 5 the number or 5 the letter, makes no difference. We'll send you a free catalog, give you all this information. We have a special on a 1-month supply that'll last a family of four anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks of the 4 basic soaps, bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap, for you to use. And it's not for a day or a week, but for a month or two. And you'll get used to buying something and getting something that's 2 to 3 times better than what you're getting now.
Yeah, folks, I wouldn't steer you wrong. Take the challenge. Call and purchase the sampler tote bag. Tell them how much it is and how they get it.
$20, a phone call. We ship it by United Parcel. The cost depends on your zip code because we don't know where you are.
Sure, we understand. So tell folks the number.
1-800-340-7091. We've got a whole family waiting here for your call. Where are you? We're talking about satisfaction guaranteed or double your dirt back.
And the website is 5starsoap.com. The number one more time, Mark.
800-340-7091. We're here for you. We'll help you. We'll encourage you. We'll clean you. And this is called our bailout to you. We're going to bail you out from the junk science you're getting now. We're going to give you acid relief program.
A
financial rescue plan.
Marty,
these are fabulous packages.
Give us a limerick. Marty, give me a limerick.
I'm ready. He hated to sew. So young Ned rang the bell of his neighbor instead. But her husband said, "Why, when you stitched his torn fly, there was no need to bite off the thread."
Amazing, my friend. Well, I want to get you back up instead of every 2 months. I want to get you back up next week because it's been a while to specifically compare the ingredients in your products, specifically as you've done years ago on the show, to what is in detergent and other chemicals. So let's do that next week. Marty, we'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it, and I'm very excited, and I very, very much appreciate your endorsing.
We appreciate you. Well, why wouldn't I endorse it? Literally, the sales manager at Genesis like 5 years ago sends me a year's supply free from Marty. And I just forget about it. I'm not dealing with soap. My wife's already buying organic stuff, mainly at the store. She's like, "What is this?" A year later when it ran out. I want more of this. And I went, "Yeah, it does smell good." And then I found out about it and went and got Marty as a sponsor myself. So that's how that happened. I want to get back into Barack Obama here before we have guests in studio next hour. But before I do that, I was noticing here in front of me, I hadn't seen this article yet. CFR boss Richard Haass on Colbert. Now, earlier in the hour, I was talking about how he said in the article that they wrote, that Paul Watson wrote a story about last year and linked to, where he said, we're going to use the war to save the earth as a way to make humans the enemy so the state can organize and control people, and terror, fake terror. And I saw him at Bilderberg. He came out mad, and I was bullhorning him earlier last year. And here he is on Colbert. And understand, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I would say the CFR, globalists, here's their documents. They want to set up world government. They're using globalism to bankrupt the U.S. They're going to implode the economy through a banking crisis and bring in a world regulatory banking system, which is now being announced and in the news, not because I'm smart, because I read what they said they do. But that wasn't on the news. And Limbaugh would get on air and say it doesn't exist, and the CFR doesn't even exist. Now they're suddenly all over TV pushing their agenda because by acting secret, we were able to expose them. Now they're trying to counter. They know by remaining silent, you know, we really exposed them. And listen to the Colbert Nation. Richard Haass believes this century has the potential for America to cooperate with other countries to make the world safer, says Colbert Nation. Richard N. Haass is president of the Council of Foreign Relations, a position he has held since July 2003. That's in the News in Focus section of Infowars.com. Guys, the headline is CFR boss Richard N. Haass on Colbert. It's a video of it. I don't have that on my computer over here where I can play it, because people are still out there saying CFR doesn't exist right now listening, because they hear Limbaugh say it all those years and they can't believe he'd lie to them. It's incredible. And then they go in and basically push world government, just like when they had Vicente Fox on that show and he said, yeah, we're in North American Union. People said, oh, that's just a joke. Then he said it on Larry King Live. Then he said it to We Are Change Cameras, and it's in our film Truth Rising. You know what? Just go back to Obama. It's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. If people want to watch it, they can. I'll play it tomorrow if I have time. Are our guests here yet? Because I know they're going to be in studio the last hour, and they even put out a press release about it, so I want to. They're probably banging on the door or something. Okay, let's go back to the. We're now going to go back to analyzing Barack Obama that we did in the first hour and a half. So here we go.
Know that you are on the wrong side of history, but that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist.
That means to Iran, everybody else, do exactly what the UN says. Let the world government run all your countries, rogue nations, i.e. nations that are under their control, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. We're not saying what these countries are. We're not judging them as the good guys and the globalists the bad guys. They're all pretty much bad guys. The point here is that, you know, you do what we say, and then we'll rule you. Or you're going to get it.
To the people of four nations, we pledge to work alongside you to make your farms flourish and let clean waters flow.
Yeah, that means force in genetically modified foods at the IMF and World Bank and United Nations, World Health Organization, the forced sterilizations, the inoculations, the villagers all over Asia, Africa, Latin America run when the UN trucks come with shots. They pay the local governments to hold them at machine gun point and inject them. The women that have babies spontaneously abort. It's all on record, mainstream news. That's the help that's coming with the food to the third world. We have State Department Memorandum 200. We have the Club of Rome documents. We have the Royal Commission on Population, where the governments of the world admit they're really exterminating these third world populations.
To nourish starved bodies and feed hungry minds. And to those nations like ours that enjoy relative plenty, we say we can no longer afford indifference to the suffering outside our borders.
Now, what that means is doubling and tripling UNICEF and the UN, IMF, and World Bank funding, so more of our tax money going to carry out the eugenics operations in the name of saving the children.
Nor can we consume the world's resources without regard to effect. For the world has changed, and we must change with it.
Yeah, the bankers are bringing in the world government. It has changed, and we must change with it. We've got to be futuristic. We've got to do what they say.
As we consider the road that unfolds before us, we will remember with humble gratitude.
The world that unfolds. These guys have engineered the hellhole we're going into. But it's like, oh, it's unfolding. We got to go into the future.
Those brave Americans who at this very hour patrol far-off deserts and distant mountains.
See, so he ties looking to the future, being optimistic with the troops in all these evil wars. Again, we're not even attacking those individual troops. It's that these wars are evil. 3 million dead Iraqis, 1.5 million just since the 5.5-year occupation, 1.5 million before that. in the siege known as the sanctions?
Mountains. They have something to tell us. Just as the fallen heroes who lie in Arlington whisper through the ages.
See, now, if you're not for Obama, you're against those that lie in Arlington, all those little white crosses, all those tombstones, all those Stars of David, all those crescents, all those dead Americans. They're out there in Arlington, and you get with my agenda, or you're against them. You know, you get with the troops fighting overseas, or you're against the dead, who supposedly fought for liberty and freedom, but they've set up a tyranny in Iraq.
We honor them not only because they are the guardians of our liberty, but because
the guardians of our liberty, they're announcing they're going to use the U.S. military against the American people to suppress the population while the government does everything that's diametrically opposed to the people's will, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence.
They embody the spirit of service. A willingness.
Ah, now we're getting into the spirit of service. Get everybody hyped up. Talk about soup kitchens. Then bait and switch with forced domestic military force. These little yuppies don't want to go out fight overseas. They'll be suppressing you. All the Eddie Haskells, all the control freaks, all the know-it-alls running your life on every corner. Little secret police commissar pimps. They're openly setting it up.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
To do is I'm just going to play the rest of his speech and then come back. I'm going to write some notes and I'll comment on the points he made here in the last few minutes. Back to Barack Obama.
To find meaning in something greater than themselves.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. Again, he said it 50 times if he didn't say it 100. Find meaning in themselves through the group collective. giving into service to be part of the group collective to find meaning in themselves. They take your soul. The New World Order dumbs you down, breaks you down, destroys the economy, and then says, come to us. We will remake you. Classic brainwashing. Classic cult programming.
And yet, at this moment, a moment that will define a generation, it is precisely this spirit that must inhabit us all.
A spirit must inhabit us all. So he's invoking a new religion of worshiping government, bringing in the New World Order, the New Age, that he already said three times.
For as much as government can do and must do, it is ultimately the faith and determination of the American people upon...
See, this is a twisting. He says we're individualistic, but we got to have a big government. He then says we're all in this together collectively. He then says, but government can't do it all, you've got to do it, which is a true message, but that means the people getting behind the evil and being suckered into accepting it. I mean, this is so twisted.
Which this nation relies. It is the kindness to take in a stranger when the levees break. The selflessness.
See, just like they start all this with soup kitchens and it helping build levees, all sounds reasonable, but really it's secret police, tattletale squads, environmental squads.
Of workers who would rather cut their hours than see a friend lose their job, which sees us through our darkest hours. It is the firefighter's courage.
See, cut your hours. Don't make as much money. Now, that has nothing to do with doing it for a coworker. People are going to lose their jobs. It's going to get worse because of what his banker masters have done. The New World Order engineers, the architects. But he's making that a beautiful thing. You did it for America. You lost your job. You trained that foreigner that's replacing you. For America. You did it.
To storm a stairway filled with smoke, but also a parent's will.
See, then he mixed giving up your job with being a firefighter. Everybody's for saving children. Firefighters are incredibly brave. We love them. But he's with their reflected glory, just like Bush on top of the pile with a bullhorn, it made him the hero. You see? Same sick thing.
Willingness to nurture a child that finally decides our fate. Our challenge...
See, now, firemen, helping children, doing all of that.
...may be new. The instruments with which we meet them may be new. But those values upon which our success...
See, he's saying American values, what we are, but we're doing something new.
Depends. Honesty and hard work, courage and fair...
All the criminals you've got running your administration. So he's saying government's there to take all your tax money and give it to offshore banks. And then you're going to get nothing and then volunteer forcibly like slaves in the Soviet Union.
Play tolerance and curiosity, loyalty and patriotism. These things are old. These things are true. They have been the quiet force of progress throughout our history. What is demanded then is a return to these truths.
So he's saying we're going to do something new, but it's really the old. It's patriotism. It's dead soldiers. It's firefighters. Now, let the bankers take over. We're going to use NORTHCOM against you.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility, a recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world.
They're getting you ready for a regular army draft, a 1 million-person domestic security force, and then separate Obama's own private army running in government PSAs everywhere, usaservice.org. Private army under his control, government armies, and what? You're not for service? You're the ones holding back us fixing this country. You're the one. You've caused all this. We're going to come back and finish up with this, and then at the 8 after, we're going to have guests in studio. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved